This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Thank you to Ask the Pro and Liquid IV for sponsoring us. All right, Michael, you ready to get your batch on?
Hey, not only am I ready to get my batch on, I'm a bad batch.
Oh, baby. Greg.
All right, Michael, we did it.
Greg.
Assage Ventures is back, baby. We're just going to get the Assage Ventures show. M counts are now clear.
M counts are clear. I appreciate that Assage's opinion on...
It's perfect.
M counts are pretty in line with fans.
And what we've always... Haven't we known that for a while? We checked Twitter for like 0.5 seconds while it was important.
Yeah, there were some people that were like, what? M counts are midichlorians. I'm like, little context clues, guys.
Well, that
little context clues.
And they clarified the rules. That I thought we've known that for a while now, that it's about like everyone has an M count. Didn't George Lucas clarify that or someone? There's always been...
The Force... flows through all living creatures, Greg.
No, you know what I mean?
But no, that's exactly, yeah. No, we've been through this a thousand times before.
I love M counts.
Yeah, I just feel like it's such a great way to piss people off.
I feel like they should have let Omega use the Force. I think that would have been great. I think
Omega did use the Force.
I think more women using the Force in Star Wars is just making everyone... so happy. I still love that Acolyte trailer. I watched it again.
I'm not going to lie.
I watched it again, and I agree. Like, yes, that trailer is great. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't know if maybe I am a Disney shill. Maybe that is what I am, because I also really enjoyed it. But Greg, we're getting off topic here.
No, man, this is the topic. We should have let Omega use the Force. How do you feel about Assage Ventress being back, Michael?
Assage Ventress being back was so wonderful. I think just like one of the most dynamic characters in Star Wars. I mean, we talk a lot about like gray Jedi and this idea of like people that exist in that in-between. And you have a character that started as first was kidnapped as a little baby Night Sister, and then was put into slavery, and then was saved by a Jedi, then became a youngling, had their master killed, and then was then taken into the whole world of assassins and crazy. She decided to leave the Jedi Order after that, became disenfranchised.
But how is she back?
I'm getting there, Greg. There's some exposition. And so... basically, Assage was in this like unique. Greg is so disinterested.
I've been listening. I'm multitasking right now. I gotta upload stuff right now.
So
I can listen. We have headphones. I can hear you loud and clear, man.
Not clear enough, Greg. Not clear enough. And so at that point, she gets recruited by Dooku, who is Darth Tyrannus. At that interval, she becomes an assassin, and then she decides that she doesn't like being under Dooku, and she gets replaced, and there's a whole thing, and then she ends up going back to the Night Sisters, and she like tries to kill Dooku, she fails at killing Dooku.
Yes, I recall.
And then the book Dark Disciple, which is one of my favorite Star Wars books.
Okay, this is after Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she ends up, Quinlan Vos is basically sent on a mission to try to like kill Dooku, and she's trying to kill Dooku, and they end up teaming up together, and ultimately it's a whole kind of spat where there's like a double agent sort of thing with Quinlan, and then Quinlan ends up becoming Dooku's apprentice, and then it turns out he wasn't actually Dooku's apprentice, but he was seduced by the dark side, and Ventress started feeling feelings for him. And then,
is that all canon?
This is all canon. This is canon to this story.
But they're not going
to
explain this in the show.
God, I hope they do, because
like they just literally did not try. I mean, she's got to probably come back right in this season.
They try to kill Dooku. They fail at killing Dooku. The Jedi offer her a plea deal where they're like, "We will forgive you for all war crimes and all that stuff." And ultimately, her and Quinlan end up together. And she sacrifices herself and dies to save Quinlan.
Damn.
And that's where we left off the last time we saw her.
Yeah.
She was dead. Now, the interesting thing is...
Somehow Ventress has returned.
Literally, though. But Quinlan, on the other hand... So, for those that don't remember, superimpose image of Quinlan Voss.
No. Just use your imagination, guys.
He's got hair and a little, like, bloop. And... he's kind of like he drives like Obi-Wan and everyone crazy because he is a unconventional Jedi that does not do things the way that typical Jedi do. But he is one of the Jedi that has the ability to like touch an object and mm-hmm. see a memory associated with the object.
For sure.
And so the last we heard of Quinlan, he survived Order 66 and was part of the... operation of Jedi who were trying to save Force-sensitive children and Jedi on the run, and we see he graffitied in the cave in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. And Obi-Wan's like, oh, Quinlan. And that was that. So at least as of roughly the time of the Obi-Wan series, he's still alive, which leads me to believe...
It's right in the tunnels and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Greg.
I remember that now.
Quinlan was here.
Yeah.
I remember Quinlan.
And then everyone freaked out.
Quinlan Voss. Yeah. Well, the funny thing is Quinlan is actually in episode one. Mm.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. It's like a very quick shot. And it was like one of those characters that they're like, all right, we're going to make an elaborate backstory for this character. And then we're going to add them to the... So that was when Quinlan was introduced, and then Ventress was introduced in 2003, 2004 in the original animated Clone Wars series.
Well, as much as I love this Quinlan Voss breakdown that you have provided for us.
I just wanted to get you caught up to speed.
Dude, I am.
Where she's at now, clearly she's changed lightsaber colors, so she's yellow, she's grown her hair out, she's alive. I think that she's very likely part of this ring to save Force-sensitive people,
mm-hmm.
which is... why she is interested in Omega, because that kind of falls right in line of like, why else would she care about another Force sensitive person unless she's trying to save them?
So it seems like this series is going to end with Omega being taken to be trained.
I think ultimately it's interesting because it actually really echoes, no pun intended.
Echo!
It really is reminiscent of...
Reminiscent. I love that word.
It's reminiscent of the Ahsoka series in that so much of Ahsoka finishing her training with Anakin in those that sequence in like the world between the pseudo world between world when they did the flashback to like Kid Ahsoka.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you really cannot be truly in tune with the Force as a soldier. And that's part of what led to the fall of the Jedi Order in the first place.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of an interesting thing for Ventress because she's had to go through that same experience. Mm-hmm. And Omega has been raised by a group of soldiers. And I think any difficulties in her connecting with the Force is based in the fact that all of her relationships and how she's kind of lived her life is part of this crew.
But let us not forget, Michael, mm-hmm. she meditates.
Yeah, and who did she learn the meditation from?
She said she learned it from Nala Se.
No.
Yeah?
She learned it from her Wookiee friend.
Oh, her Wookiee friend, that's right. That's right. The one with, think of the one with the green lightsaber.
Yes, the cool wood green lightsaber.
Yeah.
This is why I'm your Star Wars expert, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not. I try to be. It's hard to keep up. There's a lot of Star Wars content, Greg. I've read all the books, but don't remember it all the time.
I mean, I get it, man. It all jams together in your brain.
Yeah. But I think I did a pretty good breakdown of everything you need to know about.
You did. We could put it in the title. Everything you need to know about.
So, obviously, I think, I mean, the Bad Batch itself is going to end, but ultimately, I think that these characters will live on. I see, like, they're going to go about this two different ways.
There's going to be a Saw Omega show.
Well, I think you're either looking at a telling what happened to Asajj in Tales of the Jedi, which would be an interesting.
That'd be cool. That would actually be really cool.
I feel like that would just be a neat arc to follow. But alternatively, the idea of like, there are two animated series that feel like they could be logical successors to this. One, Clone Rebellion, where maybe whoever is remaining in the Bad Batch and, you know, it's a small group now, though. It's a small little rebellion.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm becoming increasingly less optimistic that we'll get to see that. But I do love the idea of a show about following a group of Jedi trying to save and find the other remaining surviving Jedi.
Sure.
But boy, oh boy, that's not going to have a happy ending.
Well, now that we've explained all that, how did you feel about the episode overall, Michael?
What episode?
Episode 9, Season 3, The Bad Batch, Star Wars, a legacy story of Solo, a Star Wars Bad Batch.
Well said, Gregory.
This is one of those videos where Michael and I are having a really good time, and everyone's going to be so annoyed. I know how this goes. We have a good time, and the comments are like, these guys are so annoyed.
The comments tend to be, like, if we're happy, they seem happy.
Not always.
If we're too happy...
Yeah, tone it down.
Tone it down would be really polite.
Yeah.
It's usually a bit more.
We are toning it down.
This is toned down.
This is, you should see this when the camera's not recording.
You see this right here? This is toned down.
This is toned way down.
Yeah.
This guy's, shut up, man.
Toned? Absolutely not. Down? Absolutely. episodes like this, like, little too short.
I felt like we didn't really learn anything.
No, we didn't. We didn't get anything. We jumped right into force training, and
like they learned something new. Yeah. We didn't learn anything new.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly. Yeah. We're a little bit too clued in, and ultimately, I feel like they could have maybe like planted some more seeds with like where Ventress is going to go next, like. Who is she talking to? Like, I don't know anything.
I like the M count tests. I like the metric of that, where she's not like doing lab tests and doing traditional Jedi.
I was looking forward. I was like, you know, she like boop, puts on the gloves, be like, okay, got to clean. The-
yeah, yeah, did a little nose swab, put it.
It turns out our COVID test.
You
were just
are
us
M
getting
count positive.
I'm so sorry.
We don't really get like hand to hand fights.
That was sick. The fight sequence is great. It's always nice when they take the Eastern inspiration. And I also felt like Kevin Kiner did a really cool. There was a couple little like just couple notes where I'm like, oh shit, that's the Force theme, you know. And it was also neat. Like they've done such a great job throughout the Bad Batch of like building up their theme and seeing like the three of them go like, yeah. and the way that the theme hit, was that a good impression of all three of them at the same time?
They jumped up in the air and they freeze frame to their hands.
Yeah. This takes place in the 80s. It was neat to when a theme really lands for a group of characters in the same way that like you hear like the Imperial March. It's just, it made me happy where I was like, oh yeah, the freaking Bad Batch, man.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to hear like elements of the Force and honestly just to like see the Force. I mean, it's been one of the most impressive parts of the show is that it's really some of the, you know, outside of Andor, I think really some of the only major, I'm about to put my foot in my mouth and get yelled at by the internet because I'm totally forgetting like a major show. But
of what, that doesn't use the Force?
Yeah. Other than Andor, there really isn't a show that has existed outside of, you know, Jedi's.
I don't think I'm wrong about that.
And it's not that, listen, I always get giddy when I see a lightsaber. But it's nice to have spent some time exploring the galaxy. But frankly, I give this episode a 1 out of 10 solely because Sid was not in it.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief through my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely. All right, Reject Nation. So today I want to share something with you that has been a wonderful addition to my health and fitness journey that I discovered during the holidays, and that is Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier. I'm down to my very last packet, and I'm freaking out, but it's okay. I got more in the mail. Now, a lot of you have been so kind to notice how I've been working on my physical health. Thank you for all the compliments. And one thing I learned is that proper hydration is absolutely crucial, especially post-workout and pre-filming after post-workout. And my wife actually introduced me to this product, which is perfect because we not only care about quality, but a good taste and quality product. Whether it's after a sweaty workout or just after, you know, a good night out, you know what I'm saying? Efficient hydration and replenishing electrolytes is key. You just feel better and it tastes fantastic. I can't emphasize that enough. Another thing that I'm always on the lookout for too is products that have zero sugar or zero sugar added, because that's one of my main dietary restrictions throughout the week. And they of course got products that fit that description that also taste good too. So yes, thank you so much. So Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier is, in summary, is they are a non-GMO electrolyte drink that delivers hydration into your bloodstream faster and more efficient than water alone. But sometimes drinking a whole gallon is not always efficient, but in fact, it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I'm also big on efficiency. Plus, it's packed with a lot of essential vitamins, and we know vitamins are good for the body. It's vegan, soy-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. You can customize the water amount to your taste. Again, perfect for post-night recovery, traveling, or just having a big night out. You know what I mean? Normal. So, if you want to boost your support for the channel and boost your hydration game, go to liquidiv.com and use promo code REJECTS at checkout. That's liquidiv.com, promo code REJECTS. And remember, Liquid IV, it's not a real IV, but it sure feels like it. So stay hydrated, stay healthy, and let's keep crushing those health and fitness goals together in the year 2024.
Where is Sid? Justice for Sid. You can't just leave that on the cutting room floor, guys. She took up so much of our time last season. We need to bring her back.
Well, ultimately, this planet's going to get wrecked, is what I heard from Ventress, which means they're going to have to go back to Sid, and yeah. Wrecker's going to get that popcorn and the... You remember the meat stick from last season?
Yeah.
Every time he took a bite, nothing happened.
Well, yeah. Dude, we got what, like 7, 8 more episodes left?
You're lying to me right now. How long is this season?
There's 16 episodes.
I like a show like this, in my humble opinion, Dave, if you're listening, this is for you. Double the length of the episode and cut the amount of episodes in half.
It's too late, man. It's the final season. They're not going to listen.
No, go back. retcon all of it.
I
changed my score to 3 out of 10. There was a lot of boats, and I like boats.
I know, man. We need more boats and hoes.
Yeah.
The shot, it's cool to see Ventress back, and yeah, I mean, they at least tease more for her to come. I think she'll come back.
You got some profound opinions here.
I think she'll come back in the show, man. I think she'll come back.
No, she'll be here for the rest of the season, definitively. And I agree.
She left.
No, she'll be back.
Where did it end with the batch here? I already forgot. Where did it end?
With the batch?
Did they just go, well,
it's time to get some food.
Was gonna figure
Let's get some grub. I think is exactly where
Omega
left off.
And
well, I think ultimately they have the end of the Bad Batch is the end of the unit, the family. And I think ultimately they're all going to have to go into different directions. And at least one of them needs to go 6 feet under.
Crosshair.
No. Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Hunter. Yeah. Yeah. He's the most boring one.
Well, because I feel like once you lose Hunter, there's no fabric to keep it together. And he's very boring. But you'll feel sad because he should theoretically be the lead.
He is the lead by name.
Yeah.
Which is always the best kind of lead. But, yeah, I thought this episode was good. I thought it was way better than last week's episode. So, yeah.
Yeah.
2 and 8 are my least favorites. And I put this somewhere in the middle. It was just exciting seeing Ventress back.
Yeah. I think it's hard because, like, episodes 1 and 3 in particular
were phenomenal.
Were just so good.
I really liked 4 a lot, too.
Yeah, no, 4 was great, too. They were really
And the back-to-back one, 5. There's a lot of them have been great. Yeah, there's a lot of great ones.
But that's what I'm saying. The back-to-back episodes really shine, mostly because it just gives the story a little bit more time to, like, by the time they got done with the dialogue, it was like, oh, crap, it's over, and there's no... We haven't really moved anywhere other than we're literally exactly back to where we are, except now we know what M count is.
Well, they're planting the seed for Omega to leave and them having to make the choice of letting her go so she could be in her own path, which I do feel like is a bit redundant of these stories in Star Wars.
Well, it's just for for Yoda being like, there is another.
Yeah, it's like it's just another.
And another, and another, and another. Yeah. Like, you know, that being said, like, I wouldn't trade Ahsoka and Cal Kestis and, Kanan, Rip, and Ezra, and, you know. I mean, it's like an increasingly long list of Jedi that will be a very good age to be in the sequel Rey series about the new Jedi Order.
Right. But no, man, I'm happy we're here. I'm happy we did it. Close us out, Mike.
As they say in the Old Testament of the Force, it was good. It could have been better. It should have been longer. May the Force be with you. And don't forget to leave a like and your comment below and tell us what you thought. And don't forget to hit the notification bell or else Greg won't eat food. He'll go on a hunger strike. It's a whole... to do.
It's a good Sid impression.
I was a Yaddle.
It's a solid Sid, man.
Thank you.
See you guys.
You batch. You gotta go and do what you're gonna do, you bad batch. Get out of here.
If you think we're delirious now, because we already had a really long day and then we shot this.
No, we have like actual jobs.
No, just wait till. Don't tell me you see this on Wonder Con after we've been doing this for Walking Dead. And then driving him.
See you at Wonder Con on Sunday, Easter. Don't forget.
Don't forget. Bye.
Bye.